Tiffany with your host, Tiffany Marvin.
Well, hello there, my little love muffins. Sweet peas and my little love muffins. How did I get that messed up? Welcome to Breakfast with Tiffany with your hostess, Tiffany Morgan, drag queen gardener extraordinaire here in Kingston, Ontario, Canada, the home of limestone and the home to me, Miss Tiffany Morgan. That's right, sweet peas. That's right. I definitely messed up my opening line there. How could I forget how to do that? 201 episodes of Breakfast with Tiffany, and I'm messing things up right at the beginning. So, if you don't know what Breakfast with Tiffany is, it's just like a little journal, diatribe, something, you know, just sharing what's going on. Today, I'm going to be talking about upcoming drag shows, we'll talk tomatoes, we'll talk, you know, whatever else is on my mind. Some things that happened over the weekend sort of thing. So, yeah, so please sit back and enjoy. You're listening to... Oh, and I got to turn the phone off because now I'm getting the bleeps. Oh, guess what? You're live on your social medias. Yes, I know that. welcome to Breakfast with Tiffany. It is on CFRC 101.9 FM as well as CFRC.ca, but also as a live stream on my Facebooks and my other social medias, Twitch. Twitch is really big on Twitch there. I'm on YouTube too. What else am I on? Oh, and I'm as a podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So I'm all over the place, sweepies. I'm all over the place. But there are changes happening in the very near future, actually. August will be kind of the last of these weekly diatribes that I'm going to be doing. So not this episode, but the next episode will be my last for a while. I'm going into new directions. I'm sure you've noticed that, you know, trying to put the words together for the listening audience who can't stand the stutters. So yeah, it's been a bit of a challenge. It's always a weekly program is a really big challenge, and you really have to be dedicated, focused on that. However, my endeavors are all over the place, as I'm sure you know if you listen to this podcast quite regularly. I'm doing drag shows, I'm doing gardening, I do What's the Maple Tea with Rowena Way, which is a podcast that we do as well. I do the regular day job, the 9-to-5 job, and, you know, there's whatever life things throw themselves at me sort of thing. One of them being, you got to clean the house, Tiffany. You got looking around. I'm like, you got to clean this place. That's been forgotten about for a while. But yeah, so I want to be able to continue doing Breakfast with Tiffany, but have the time and the dedication and whatnot to provide a really great program, like, you know, having guests on and actually maybe, you know, doing it as full on just video and doing myself up, because, you know, let's just be honest, I don't put on a face every week for this program. And yeah, so that's what I'm really, I need to, you know, just be like, let's just focus our attentions a little differently. So not forced to do it every week sort of thing. But it has been great. It has been really, like, let's be honest here. I've had a really great time. I hope you've had a really great time as well. I know a lot of people did, you know, they tune in religiously when I record this live on my social medias. They tune in religiously. So thank you so much for that. And it started off, so Breakfast with Tiffany is the first, it's the podcast I started, I don't know, 15 years ago. I was the first podcasting drag queen in Canada. I was, like, you know, doing all the RSS code by hand and all that kind of stuff, like, you know, typing in the code and hosting it on my own website before you had hosting platforms and stuff, and getting it onto iTunes was quite the little thing there too. It's now Apple Podcasts, but anyway, So I did that, and then, you know, things, you kind of step back, reprioritize, and then lockdown happened. Then lockdown happened, and I started it up again because I was like, hey, I'm sitting at home, and what's really important is for us all to stay connected. I still believe in that. So Breakfast with Tiffany, when I started it back in the day, it had a whole dedicated segment of upcoming events in Kingston, especially queer, 2S LGBTQ plus type events sort of thing, right? And that was important for me to share those events in a podcast format. I even had a little zine, little paper zine, a couple of inches wide here. And you know, trying to make sure that people knew about upcoming events and stuff. But that still is an issue. That still is, like, you know, trying to make sure that everyone knows of upcoming shows and even just queer events too, like Beers for Queers and all that kind of stuff. That's why I love my people over at outand.ca. Now, they're having, I've been told they're having some technical difficulties with updates, but I still want to give a shout out to them, like, you know, like, hello, you know, getting all the events up there, especially my Breakfast with Tiffany podcast on CFRC 101.9 FM. Thank you. Thank you. But also, you know, I try my best as well, too. So I started up dragshow.ca. That's dragshow.ca, and it's really about drag shows and other kind of drag events going on in Kingston and the southeastern region here of Ontario. And I think it is all up to date now. I take 1 week off, and then suddenly I'm like, I'm so behind. again, another priority that I have is, you know, managing this website as well, too. So, yeah, go to dragshow.ca. Dragshow.ca, your source for drag shows in and around Kingston. We'll be talking about those upcoming events shortly, but I wanted to do a little recap of this last weekend. So this last weekend, Rowena Way and I went to go see Hillary Yes's one-woman show at the Fringe Festival at the Kingston Grand on the weekend, and that was a whole kit and caboodle of fun. Like, oh my gosh, I enjoyed it so much. And then a lot of things started happening. So Hillary S, we chatted with her in a previous episode of Breakfast with Tiffany. Check out my podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We had her on the program, and she got a great opportunity to be in Camp Wanakiki. That's Camp Wanakiki, and that is a lovely program filmed out of the States. She is the first Canadian to be on it. So it's drag artists, comedians, and it's very camp. It's very, very camp. It's been picked up by Out TV, and they just announced that it'll start airing on Out TV as of August 25th. August 25th, so days away, a week away or so. And so look forward to that. So I'm hanging out with Hillary Yes on the weekend. We did a late dinner with Rowena, and Selena Vile came down Saturday too. Selena Vile, her co-host for Squirrel Talk Radio, award-winning podcast, award-winning. Yeah, we need to. I think if I do bring Breakfast with Tiffany back, it's definitely going to be a sit down with Selena and Hillary for sure, because, oh my gosh, they got the stories. Anyway, so I'm hanging out with them all weekend. I'm like, yeah, this is great, you know, hanging out with Toronto / Kingston queens and getting their perspectives on things and getting some of the tea and stuff. It was really, really great. I like that opportunity to reconnect with drag community. I love that opportunity. I'm getting a comment here. Love you, Tiffany. Thank you for keeping us Kingston Queens up to date. Yes, yes, you're absolutely right. Yeah, so it was really great. And and this ties back into CFRC. So I had a request, and let me just change that. So Hillary S, you should really follow Hillary S. So it's at Hillary, H-I-L-L-A-R-Y. Yes, Y-A-A-S. It's two A's and an S. And that's also HillaryYes.com. So go check out Hillary Yes. She's going to be on this great big program called Camp Wanakiki. Tune in. and watch that and find out how funny she is. But yeah, we got invited to do an interview with the Kingston Curator. So that is a program here on CFRC 101.9 FM. What's the times for it? So Thursdays at 5 p.m. It's on Thursdays at 5 p.m. It's also on Wednesdays. Oh, here it is. Okay, there we go. The Kingston Curator for artist interviews, detailed art news, and more on CFRC Weekly. Thursdays at 5 p.m. I thought it was also on Wednesdays, but I guess it's not. The Kingston Curator. No, it is on Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, August the 17th. If you're listening to this on CFRC, guess what? It's Thursday. So listen to it at 5 o'clock on Thursday. And, you know, because I'm hanging out with Hillary and I'm hanging out with Selena Vile, I'm like, let's bring him into the studio. Let's, you know, let's all three of us be interviewed. Christina. Mm. Christina, I'm sure, was like, oh, I wasn't expecting this. Three drag queens, one studio. Three drag queens, one host, one studio. Yeah, it was quite the little program. But yeah, just learning about some of the stuff. And Selena, in filming, she's in film. She's being filmed right now for as an extra or, I don't know, main character. Anyway, she mentioned she's in a movie. She's in a movie being filmed. So I don't know when that'll come out. Is it a Christmas movie? No, it's not a Christmas movie. But it is definitely a feel-good movie. Definitely a feel-good movie. I think it's probably going to be on out. Yeah, I don't remember the details. Tune in to that program. Tune in to the Kingston Curator, 5 p.m. Thursday, August the 18th. So tune in for that. Oh, and she's also a podcast as well. So you can find links to the podcast on cfrc.ca. That's cfrc.ca. But yeah, that was my weekend. I really enjoyed it. Wait, oh, Friday I had a drag show too on the patio at Daft. Again with Hillary, Rowena. Who else was there? Universe and Hillary and, oh, Sunny Rays. Sunny Rays, Thousand Islands drag king, you know. Mr. Thousand Islands. Yeah. So that was my weekend. I really enjoyed myself. I hope you guys are enjoying yourself. Leaving CFRC, my weekend. What else am I talking about today? Well, I want to quickly talk about, or maybe not so quickly, my tomato contest with Carson Arthur. I have some tomatoes. So as some of you may have been following along on my social medias, the squirrels chewed off a few tomatoes, and I've weighed them. The heaviest of those ones that have been have fallen were 1 pound. Was it 1 pound one ounce? I had to buy kitchen scales too. And I bought this mechanical one. It looks so fancy. I can't believe it was so cheap too. So it's got a really big. As I hold it up, it's got a really big face, and it has the kilograms and the pounds on it, and it has a big old bowl on top that you can put your tomato in and weigh it. So I just love it. I'm like, this is what's going to weigh the prize tomato, I betcha. So that's what, like 400 grams, this tomato. It's not the heaviest one, but it's now red. It's now ripe. I need to do some recipes, I think. Like, today, it's now tomato season. I was talking to a coworker, and she's like, I'm taking next week off because the entire family are making tomato sauce and canning it and preserving it. So I'm like, yeah, I better come up. I'll show my little marinara recipe. I got to get a little video of that, doing a little marinara recipe. I have to make sure I have the tomatoes. I have the basil, fresh basil, too, growing in the backyard in the Tiff's garden. I'll just need to make sure I got some onions and some garlic, and get that going. Yeah, we need to do a little Cooking with Tiffany, Cooking with Tiffany. Does anyone else have any recipes out there for tomatoes? Any kind of recipes? Feel free to share them. oh, some easy to make recipes. So ketchup. Well, that's true. Yep. Barbecue sauce. Oh, some barbecue sauce. You know, a barbecue sauce. I go through a lot of barbecue sauce, so maybe. And tomato paste. Yeah. Good ideas. Really good ideas. I'm not going to have a glut of tomatoes. Let's just be honest, because I've been growing tomatoes for contest, which means you thin them out. You only want like a couple, just like a pumpkin. If you want a really big pumpkin, you thin out. You can even thin it out just to one pumpkin per vine, but you definitely have to thin it out, because if it's making five pumpkins, they'll be small pumpkins. But if you cut the, if you just have one pumpkin, it'll put all the energy into it. And that's the same with tomatoes. That's the same with, so I've thinned them all out. There's not a whole lot of a glut going on here, but some marinara sauce, maybe some barbecue sauce. I should look into that. But yeah, I'm looking for, oh my goodness sakes. My great grandmother had a chili sauce recipe. She liked the chili sauce. yeah, maybe with some eggs, that'll be great. 8 pounds makes about 2 liters volume finished. Oh, of barbecue sauce. 8 pounds of tomatoes. Well, actually, I may have enough of that at the end of the day. At the end of the day, I may have enough about that. Again, you're listening to Breakfast with Tiffany with me, Miss Tiffany Morgan, on CFRC 101.9 FM, as well as my podcast. Go to tiffany.com. That's TYFFANIE.com. And the tomato contest. Sorry, I got distracted. So the tomato contest is going on. You know, it's tomato harvesting time. So if you're within the realm of hearing my voice right now, you could be eligible. So for details on how to compete, how to be part of the heaviest tomato contest, that's called the heaviest tomato contest, go to tiffany.com. Again, that's TYFFANIE.com, because I have the rules and regulations on there. And Carson, I challenged Carson Arthur to grow the heaviest tomato between the two of us, and he extended it to like, hey, if you can grow the heaviest tomato out there in the world, just, you know, upload it to Take It Outside with Carson Arthur, hashtag grow with pride, at Craftsman Canada on that, because he has a prize from Craftsman Canada, an $850 prize from Craftsman Canada that he's going to give out. So to be eligible, make sure you follow those contest rules. Take a photo of it on the scale. Make sure to comment, like, how heavy it is. Like, you know, the scale might say 750 grams, but, you know, make sure you type it in there. Hashtag grow with pride. Make sure to at Craftsman's CA and at Take It Outside with Carson Arthur. Again, all the details on tiffany.com, but this is the time, and you could be eligible to win $850 worth of Craftsman tools. Like, wow. Hello. And, you know, just any type of tomato or whatever, just get it on the scale, sweet peach. And just purchase. It's fun just sharing your tomato growing. Like, oh, gosh. I had someone who shared the funny growths of tomatoes. It had a little appendage. A nose. It had a nose. And it's fun. It's fun. And if I win, between Carson and I, we have our own little individual contest. So if I win, he and I, mostly he, will be doing online karaoke broadcast to the world. I will have it on my socials. I'm thinking we got to do like I Got You, Babe, or maybe the RuPaul and Sir Elton John song there. I can't remember what that song is now. but you know Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, that song. Maybe we should do that as karaoke online, live. That's if I win. If he wins, if he wins, I'm supposed to be doing a little one-woman kind of drag show on a patio in Picton in Prince Edward County. And, yeah, that's going to be interesting. So unless, let's just be honest. I don't know if you've listened to Take It Outside with Carson Arthur on Saturday mornings. You can find past episodes on SoundCloud. Again, that's Take It Outside with Carson Arthur. I don't know if you've been listening to that or even following his socials, but he got tomato seeds from a grower in the UK who grows the largest tomatoes. He's been breeding them to be the largest tomato. He got it through his, you know, celebrity connections, got the Martha Stewart's personal gardener contact, who then got him in contact with them. Anyway, so this tomato that he has currently growing is 18 inches in circumference or more. He doesn't want to touch it because he's worried it's going to fall off the vine. the plant. It's not an actual vine, but he's worried it's gonna damage it or whatever. I'm hoping that, you know, act of God, like the goats get free, you know, wink, 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 wink. The goats get free and they eat the tomato or something, or the squirrels go in and they make it into a condo or something. Like, you know, I'm like, oh, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to win. One way or another, act of God, please get rid of that 18-inch wide round tomato, because I suspect he may have the heaviest tomato. I suspect he may. Ugh, it's so but who knows? Anything can happen between now and Labor Day. Yeah, so this is going on up until the beginning of September, by the way. So you got to do it now. You know, if you're picking a tomato, put it on the scales, take photos. A kitchen scale is perfect. So do that, sweet peas. And if you don't have a kitchen scale and you're in Kingston or something, maybe just give me a ring-a-ding-ding. I got a kitchen scale. We can take a photo. Again, you're listening to Breakfast with Tiffany with me, Tiffany Morgan, drag queen gardener extraordinaire here in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. And I've been talking tomatoes. And the heaviest tomato contest with my good friend Carson Arthur. It's been a big slice. But upcoming drag shows going on here in Kingston and around the area. I'm going to open up my email because I subscribe to the email digest from dragshow.ca. And sometimes it's so much easier just to look at it on an email, let me tell you. So go to dragshow.ca for your source of drag shows in and around Kingston. But as for me, yes, I'm in quite a few drag shows coming up here. There we go. I just wanted to grab that. So this Friday, I was going to say Saturday. It's Friday. This Friday, August the 19th. Stephanie Prince from Canada's Drag Race Season 2 is coming to Kingston. That's right. We're going to be having a show at Four Points Sheridan. Rowena Way is hosting it. I'll be there. I'll be performing as well. She told me I may have to perform a certain song that she's just made for me. She's making a mega mix or something like that. So one night only, Stephanie Prince is coming to town. Tickets are mostly sold out. So you go to dragshow.ca. There's links to buy your tickets through Eventbrite, through Rowena Way. And then on Saturday, their Beers for Queers is having Peaches. Do some performance there at Beers for Queers on this Saturday. Mimi Osa, my bestest friend. Mimi Osa, Off the Records, Future Nostalgia Encore. So she did a one-woman show called Off the Records. It's a really interesting concept. She's performing the entire record album of an artist sort of thing, and speaking through it, and a lot of the visuals and stuff. She's doing this one woman, and her first show, which was Future Nostalgia, she's doing an encore for it because everyone just loved it. So that is August 23rd, 7:30 p.m. Go to dragshow.ca for details and links to buy stuff. Drag Yourself to Waterfront. So that's going to be on a Wednesday. And I just put in the request for the day, for the afternoon off. But that's at 6 p.m. And that is a show with Rowena Way, Octavia, and myself for a night of sparkles and fun. Special event menu, drinks, prices, all that kind of stuff. It is at the waterfront in Napanee, called the waterfront, and it's literally on the water. But you got to buy tickets. You got to buy tickets, and that's Wednesday, August the 24th. There's bingo at Daft on Thursday, August the 25th with Rowena Way. That's a regular thing. Rowena Way is doing more bingo the next night on the 26th, but that's out in the county at the Speakeasy Night Wine Lounge. Okay, anyway. And then her and I are doing more bingo. It's a lot of bingo. Drag bingo seems very popular. The Queers and Wines Night on August 27th, and that is going to be at Adega in Consicon in the county. A lovely space, and it's a very queer-friendly evening there. I got to meet quite a few gays in the region there when I did my one-woman show in June, but this is going to be the two of us at the end of August, so that's the Saturday, August the 27th. And then we get into September. You know, there's a riverboat cruise out of Brockville. No, is it? Wait. Thousand Islands Seaway Cruises Brockville Harbor. Yep. That's where it is. It's out of Brockville. That's going to be a drag show riverboat cruise. There's the open stage at the Grad Club the first Wednesday of every month, so September 7th. And then another show at drag Daft. But this is being run by my bestie friend Lilith Kane, and that's called Out of This World. That's going to be Friday, September 9th. Tickets are on sale right now. She's really, if you know you're going to go, you're like, buy the ticket now. Just buy it now. Just buy it now. she's having, I guess, Last Rose from Toronto, a friend of hers, I think family through extended drag families and stuff like that, coming from Toronto. So you're going to get some different talents. It's going to be interesting. So I've never worked with them before, so I'm really looking forward to working with them. I've been told they're amazing talent. So it'll be Las Rose, Lilith Kane, Dare de la Femme is going to be there as well as me, Tiffany Morgan. I think I'm mostly hired on because I own DJ equipment. Out of This World. So go to dragshow.ca. That's dragshow.ca, and you can find more information about those upcoming shows. Lots of upcoming shows. There will be more upcoming. I'm sure by next week I'll be announcing another new show, probably in September. So, yeah. I'm going to miss mentioning upcoming drag shows on Breakfast with Tiffany, but, you know, you'll still have the maple tea. What's the maple tea? Where Rowena Way and myself, we review the current drag race. So right now we're reviewing Canada's Drag Race Season 3. Last week was Snatch Game. Yeah, we had some really interesting opinions about that. but yeah, we're looking, I'm looking forward to, and that's, filmed Tuesday evenings live on our social medias, but you can get it as well as a podcast on Apple and Spotify. Go to themapletea.ca. That's themapletea.ca. But Sweet Peas, I gotta go. I gotta get some lunch and stuff. So I give you my love. Mwah! Find me on tiffany.com. Bye-bye, Sweet Peas.